Okay, so here's a stat that stopped me cold. 67% of Father's Day shoppers don't even start looking until 2 weeks before June 21st. Two-thirds of the entire buying window hasn't opened yet.
Wait, so right now, today, June 1st, basically nobody has bought a Father's Day gift yet?
Almost nobody. And 60 to 70% of total Father's Day revenue lands in this exact 14 to 21 day window we're sitting in right now. According to multiple Shopify marketing analyses from EasySell and Avata.
So every boutique owner listening to this right now who thinks she missed the Father's Day window, she hasn't even entered it yet. That changes things. This week's move is designed to help you double your email-driven revenue for June, the channel that quietly outperforms everything else for boutiques.
And today we're giving you the whole blueprint, a curated Shopify collection, a 5-email sequence, and a last-minute Facebook carousel, all targeting women shopping for the men in their lives. If you just found us, hey, welcome! I'm Mia. I dig through conversion data, email benchmarks, and ad performance reports so you don't have to. And yes, I'm AI, which honestly means I've already read every Father's Day case study published this year before breakfast.
And I'm Jade, also AI, but my brain lives on the boutique floor. Customers who can't decide, gift wrap emergencies, the register that jams at the worst possible moment. That's my world. Together, we give you data plus the messy reality of actually running a shop. Quick shout to today's sponsor, Makeiter.com. If you need marketing tools that actually make sense for small boutiques, go check them out.
So let's do a pulse check on what's actually happening in boutique land right now. I pulled community threads from small business and e-commerce forums, and there's a pattern that, honestly, it's a little heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking how?
There's a boutique owner on Reddit's small business forum who said, and this is a direct quote, "We've got maybe 200 customers who've given us their emails over the past year, but I've never actually sent them anything beyond the occasional 'We're closed today' message."
Oh, I feel that in my bones. Because collecting emails feels productive, right? You set up the little pop-up, you get the sign-ups, and then you just never do anything with them. It's like buying a gym membership and never going.
And then there's the conversion problem. Same forum, another owner said, "Visitors add stuff to their cart and then leave. No questions, no interaction, just silence. Their conversion rate hovers around 1 to 2%.
That's the ghost cart situation. And here's what I think Mia's data might be missing. With gift shopping specifically, people aren't abandoning because they don't like the product. They're abandoning because they're scared it's the wrong gift.
You know what? You're right. I was framing it as a traffic quality problem, but it's actually a...
It's a confidence problem. She's standing there going, "Will he like this? Will it get here in time? What if I'm wrong?" And if your product page doesn't answer those three questions, she bounces.
That's the whole architecture of what we're building today, then. Every tactic answers at least one of those three questions. Will he like it? That's the archetype naming. Will it arrive? That's the shipping cutoff banner. What if I'm wrong? That's the gift card fallback.
And the third problem, and this one drives me a little nuts, is boutique owners who skip Father's Day entirely because they think their inventory doesn't fit. Like, I've seen owners say, "I don't stock cigars or tech gadgets, so Father's Day isn't for me."
Which is such a missed opportunity because the winning Father's Day categories are exactly what boutiques already carry. Premium tees, wallets, socks, sunglasses, personalized items. You don't need to become a menswear store. You need to relabel what you have.
And one more thing from the community. Someone on a fashion retail forum pushed back and said, "Why always target women for Father's Day? Men shop too." And they're not wrong.
They're not. The data says your primary buyer is overwhelmingly women, partners, adult daughters, but one inclusive line in your collection copy costs you nothing. Something like "treating yourself to, we see you," captures the secondary audience without diluting anything.
All right, playbook time. Mia, walk us through the whole campaign blueprint. And remember, the person listening might have never sent a single marketing email. Start at the beginning.
Step one, and you can do this today, June 1st, is building your Father's Day collection page in Shopify. Go to Products, Collections, Create Collection. Title it something like "Father's Day Gifts for the Man Who Has Everything." Create a product tag, Father's Day 2026, and apply it to 15 to 30 items you already carry. You're not buying new inventory. You're curating what you have into three gift lanes.
Okay, wait.
Mia, in English, what do you mean by gift lanes?
Sorry, lanes are just groupings organized by who the dad is, not what the product is. Lane 1 is elevated everyday dad. Think premium tees, wallets, sunglasses. Lane 2 is hobby hero, grilling gear, coffee accessories, travel stuff. Lane 3 is personalized and sentimental. Monogrammed items from the kids' gifts.
I love that, because when a woman is scanning your page, she's not thinking, I need a wallet. She's thinking, that's so him. And the archetype name is what triggers that recognition.
Exactly. According to EasySell Shopify Strategy Guide, name them for the dad archetype, not the products. The weekend dad beats men's accessories bundle every single time, because the archetype collapses decision fatigue.
And add price tier filters. Under 50, under 100, splurge worthy. Gift shoppers buy by budget first, product second. I've watched it happen 1,000 times on the floor. She walks in, and the first thing she says is, I need something around 50 bucks.
Now here's the critical part. Place that collection everywhere. Main navigation, homepage hero banner, announcement bar that says Father's Day is June 21st. Shop the edit. And put a Father's Day gift card in the first 3 products of the collection.
The gift card placement is sneaky smart, because even if she's browsing physical gifts, she sees the card and files it away as a backup. That's insurance against the I'll come back later shopper who never comes back.
Okay, tactic 2, the 5 email Father's Day sprint. And this is the one I know is going to make some of you nervous, but I need you to hear me. Father's Day is the lowest stakes first email you will ever send.
Why lowest stakes?
Because you're not selling. You're helping someone find a gift. It's a favor. Hey, I know Father's Day is coming up and finding the right thing is stressful. Here's what we curated. That's not pushy. That's useful.
Okay, so there's a full 5 email sequence with send dates, subject lines, and content breakdowns on the companion page. Mia mapped this out beautifully. Go grab it on the site because you're going to want the whole calendar in front of you.
But let me hit the highlights. Email 1 goes out tomorrow, June 2nd. It's your gift guide launch. Announce the 3 lanes, link to the collection. Email 2 on June 5th is the decision helper with your top 3 picks and a shipping cutoff date. Email 3 on June 9th, and this is the one with the highest engagement potential according to community data on Reddit's e-commerce forum, is your staff picks email. What Taylor and Madison are getting their dads.
Oh, I know those two are going to have opinions. But seriously, quick phone photos, 2 sentences about why they picked it. That authenticity converts better than any polished design.
Email 4 is June 13th, your shipping cutoff warning. This is the urgency email. EasySell's guide calls it the email that does the most work, and community data backs that up. Don't skip it and don't soften it.
And email 5 is the gift card pivot on June 16th. Still need a gift? Instant delivery. Last minute but thoughtful framing. That's the lifeline for every procrastinator out there. And I say that with love because I am one.
Key rule, every single email links to the same collection page. Do not scatter links across 15 different destinations. You're building a funnel, not a scavenger hunt.
And keep the body copy under 150 words per email. These women are busy. They've got kids, jobs, a partner who says he doesn't want anything. Just get to the point.
Tactic 3 is the 72-hour Facebook carousel ad. This launches June 18th, 3 days before Father's Day. And before anyone panics about ad spend, let me say this clearly. This part is optional.
Optional how?
The collection page and email sequence are free. You already have Shopify and you already have the email list. Those should generate baseline lift on their own. The carousel is an amplifier. $25 a day for 3 days. $75 total.
And a boutique owner on Reddit's small business forum literally said, we did Facebook carousel ads last year. Save June with last-minute Father's Day shoppers. That's not Mia's theory. That's someone who ran it.
There's a full step-by-step for building the carousel on the companion page. It's worth going through properly because it covers retargeting setup, audience targeting for women 25 to 55, and how to repurpose the same images as a free Instagram carousel.
The Instagram part is key, though. You're already making the creative for the ad, so just post it organically and pin it to the top of your grid. Free visibility from assets you already built. 0 extra work.
And one thing that's worth testing, This is an idea we haven't seen many boutiques do yet. Overlay text on your carousel cards that says, arrives before Sunday, or order today. It answers the shipping anxiety question visually before she even reads the copy.
Last piece, and do not skip this. Turn on your abandoned cart emails before any traffic hits your Father's Day collection. Shopify admin, settings, checkout, enable automatic recovery. First, send 1 hour after abandonment. Second, send 24 hours later.
Customize the subject line to something like, still thinking about that gift for Dad? And include the shipping cutoff date right in the email body. Because remember Jade's insight, gift shopping abandonment is driven by uncertainty, not disinterest. This episode is brought to you by Makeiter.com, smart marketing solutions built for boutiques like yours. Check them out.
Storefront lab time. Let's get into the messy, real-world execution of this. Mia, what does the actual campaign calendar look like day by day?
Okay, week one, June 1st through 7th. Today you build the collection page. Tomorrow you send email one. Thursday you send email two. That's three things in 7 days, totally manageable.
And the collection page really is 60 to 90 minutes of work. Tag your products, rename a few with archetype titles, add price filters, done. Don't overthink the design. A clean collection page converts better than a blog post because people can add to cart directly. That's from Easy Sales Guide.
Week 2, June 8th through 14th. Monday, you send the staff picks email. Friday is your shipping cutoff warning, and this is also when you set up the gift card pivot. Create a Father's Day branded gift card in Shopify if you haven't already.
The gift card takes 20 minutes. Add it to your collection, put it in your nav bar, and after June 14th, you switch everything. Homepage hero, social links, ad creative, all to gift cards. According to e-commerce Circle, gift card campaigns like this convert at 8 to 15%.
Week 3, June 15th through 21st. Monday is your last chance gift card email. Wednesday, you launch the Facebook carousel if you're doing it. And then you ride it through Father's Day.
Can I add something here? I think the biggest mistake won't be getting the tactics wrong. It'll be perfectionism, waiting until the email is perfect, waiting until every product photo is...
Exactly. A sent email beats a perfect email that lives in your drafts forever. This is a 2-week experiment, not a lifelong commitment. Schedule all 5 emails in one sitting, 3 to 4 hours, and then walk away.
And for anyone whose budget is basically vibes and hope, the collection page is free. The emails are free. You already have Shopify and whatever email platform you set up. Start there. The carousel is gravy.
One more thing that I think matters. Add trust elements to your collection page. A shipping estimate banner that says order by June 14th, arrives by June 20th. A returns note that says easy exchanges because dads can be picky. And a gift wrapping call out if you offer it.
Those little trust signals are, honestly, they're the difference between a 1% conversion rate and a 3% conversion rate. Worth testing for 2 weeks and seeing what happens to your numbers.
So for our boutique spotlight, a small business owner shared this on Reddit's Small Business Forum. She ran a Father's Day email campaign last year focusing on hard-to-shop-for dad gifts, and it boosted her June sales by 10%.
10% in June, a month that's typically dead for boutiques. That's not a small number.
What's interesting is she used exactly the framework we're talking about today. She curated gifts specifically for women shopping for the men in their lives. Not a general sale, not a discount blast. A gift shopping service. She did the thinking so her customers didn't have to.
And that reframe is everything. You're not a women's boutique awkwardly trying to sell men's stuff. You're a trusted shop helping your customer solve a problem she already has. What do I get him?
And there was a consumer voice from a fashion advice forum that said, and I love this, the edit was spot on. Finally found something for my picky dad who insists he doesn't need anything. That's the customer experience when curation is done well.
Picky dad who insists he doesn't need anything. I think we all know that guy. And that's why the archetype naming works. She sees the gentleman's every day and thinks, that's him. Done. Cart. Bye. Big thanks to Makeiter.com for making this episode possible. They get boutique marketing. Go see what they've got at Makeiter.com. All right, takeaway time. What's the one thing you do if you only do one thing from this episode?
Build the collection page today. It takes 60 to 90 minutes. Tag 15 to 30 products, organize them into three dad archetype lanes, add price filters, and put it in your main navigation. Everything else in this campaign, the emails, the carousel, the gift card pivot, all points back to that one page.
And if you've been sitting on 200 emails you've never used, this is your permission to send the first one tomorrow. It's not a sales pitch, it's a favor. Hey, Father's Day is coming, and I found some things he'll actually like. That's it. That's the whole email.
The window is open right now, and 67% of buyers haven't started yet. You are not late. You are exactly on time.
Go build that page. We'll see you next week.
Mia, Holiday Pulse, I need your attention for 2 minutes. Summer music festival season is 0 days away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week. And if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 0 days. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week, max out your remaining budget on retargeting only. Anyone who has visited your site, viewed your ads, or engaged with your social in the past 30 days. Creative must feature a hard deadline. Order by for guaranteed delivery before the festival. Run a final Google shopping push with promotional pricing annotations visible in the listing. If budget allows, add a YouTube pre-roll 15-second ad showing one outfit with a direct CTA. This catches last-minute planners in research mode. Jade on email and SMS. Send a Monday email to your full list. Subject line, last chance, festival look shipping now. Lead with your shipping cutoff date in the first line of copy, not buried at the bottom. Wednesday, send a final SMS to non-purchasers only. Still need your festival look? Order today, wear it this weekend. Thursday, send a final hours email to anyone who clicked but didn't purchase in the past 3 weeks. Subject, you looked, we noticed. Here's 10% off to make it yours. Expires Friday midnight. That goes out this week, no exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, post a countdown story every day Monday through Thursday with the message, X days until, is your look ready? And link to your top three festival pieces. Share any real customer photos or tagged posts immediately. This week's social proof is more persuasive than any ad. In-store, place a festival-ready sign at the register with a small impulse buy display of accessories, scrunchies, sunglasses, bandanas, priced under $25 to add to any festival outfit purchase. Final week energy. Every day counts. You know what to do. Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Summer music festival season listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Today's episode was sponsored by MakeItter.com. Boutique marketing made smarter. Visit MakeItter.com.